to Goey. Around the corner, here's Elliott. He's within range. Elliott's marked it. Online. Looks good. It's there. Elliott's kicked the goal.
It was an amazing end to an amazing game yesterday at Etihad Stadium. Jamie Elliott's goal to put the Pies in front and enabled them to walk away with 4 points, four goals in time on, and what seemed like an impossible task, well, it wasn't impossible for the boys in the black and white. Jeremy Howe's been a huge part of their season this year. He's been good enough to join us on The Breakfast Club. Jeremy, good morning.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Not a problem. Appreciate your time. I imagine recovery's a bit better when you have a performance like that. The adrenaline probably still flowing, is it?
It is. It's amazing what a win can do. You always manage to not pull up quite as sore after the win, so it was very good yesterday.
So you get the time on, and you need to kick forward to win the game. What are you thinking?
It's a bit of a cliche, but at the same time, it's like we've just got to keep persisting in what we're doing. We felt like we controlled the play for the majority. West Coast, to their credit, they capitalised on our turnovers and went back and scored pretty quick. But if we kept going and looked after the ball, it was only a matter of time before we could kick the winning score, I would have thought.
Howie, you're in unbelievable form across halfback and ever since you've moved there. But when you came across to Collingwood, everyone thought you're in the forward line. How did it come to be that you're a halfback flanker for the Pies?
it was probably one of those conversations we just had during the week when we had probably five or six of the halfbacks all go down in a fortnight. So Buff's come and had a conversation with me, and since then, probably, I think it was about round nine last year, haven't managed to get me spot back in the forward line, mate. So I think they're pretty satisfied with me playing at the halfback line at the moment, but if we get the call up to go forward again, I'll be more than happy.
So then talk us through the leadership elevation, which is only a couple of weeks ago. We haven't spoken to you since. Did that come as a bit of a surprise to you?
I guess, when you look at it being, being elevated during the year, I've said before that we had a core group of probably 13 blokes. It's like an extended leadership group. Clearly we had the three guys in, Tay, Steele and Pendles, but we got a core group of 13 guys underneath, and by the end of the season, it could have had the potential to be five or maybe six. So to be elevated, yeah, it was a bit of a surprise during the year, but I'm extremely proud, and hopefully, I can keep improving as well.
And so then, take us through what your role was yesterday with Pendlebury out of the team. Was there any sort of special projects that you had, extra responsibilities you had in that leadership role?
Not really. I think in terms of that, the responsibility and that, it came back. Steele took the reins yesterday as the skipper, but I think everyone's almost, you got to fill the void for Pendles because he's such a great leader on and off the field that it took all of us to be able to fill the void. And to Steele's credit, he was super yesterday. And, for me, I don't really change the way I'm going to go about it. But, it would have been nice to have Dip out there, Pendles, but we managed to get the job done without him.
Someone else who was super, and I'm a big fan of his, Jordan DeGoey. He had the dog under wraps yesterday and played an absolute brilliant game.
Yeah, he's an absolute star, Geordie. We're starting to see glimpses of the potential that he can bring. Clearly the challenge is for him to be able to bring it out week in, week out, and I think he's got the ability to obviously impact the scoreboard when he plays forward, but also he's obviously one of those bigger body mids that can have an impact in there as well. So, he's doing a lot of work during the week, and we're getting the rewards on the weekend, which is great.
He had a really good first year, didn't he, Jordan DeGoey? And then second year Blues, and there's been a checkered stuff going on off the field with him. Is this the sort of time that he needs to understand how important he is for the Magpies going forward, Jeremy?
Oh, definitely. I think we can see we're definitely a lot better side, clearly, when he's playing well. But to his credit, like I said before, probably the things from Monday to Friday are the things that are leading him in good stead at the moment. And his preparation is definitely leading into the form that he's showing. So it'd be really good to see him continue that on throughout the rest of the season because, like you said, yeah, he's extremely important for us to going forward, that's for sure.
How do you explain the performance of the boys yesterday, when we hear so much about rotations and how important they are and having four on the bench to be able to rotate players through the ground all the way through until the final siren. You lose two players pretty early in the contest, really, and you're down to that, but you're still able to finish so strongly. Do we read too much into, think too much into those sort of rotation policies sometimes in footy?
It's a tough one. Obviously, losing Darce, a little bit earlier, but in saying that, Travi went down a bit later, but because of the game's so much of a momentum shift at the moment that when you're on top, it's almost you can get through. But clearly, if the chips are down, and then plus you've got the rotations that are hurt towards the end, clearly you're going to feel it more. But it was just impressive for the boys to be able to run the game out, fight it out, because the easy option would have been, we're two down and you give away the 4 points. It would have been, people would be thinking it's an excuse, but for the boys to be able to run it out was super impressive.
Just on that as well, is there any direction from the coaching staff to say, look, where we can just play a bit of sort of fast possession, keep possession of the ball, or just, as you said, keep taking the game on and just hang on?
Well, I think towards the end, probably the last 15 minutes was probably the most impressive that we looked during the night, and it was probably the most aggressive we were with the ball, that we looked the best when we were probably, taking the game on and going through the corridor and playing, up-tempo. But, like you said, probably towards the end, when there was only about, a few minutes to go, that we wanted to try and maintain possession of the ball. But, it was a game that we still had to, continue to take it on, because was there to be won, and lucky enough we got the chockies in the end.
The opposition shut down the Jets pretty early. Were you surprised that 5-6 minutes out they're trying to maintain possession and ice the clock a bit, considering the situation of the game?
Well, it was even when Jack Darling took that first initial shot, they were definitely trying to take the time out of the game even early in that last quarter. But if we were in the same position, there's probably every chance we would have done the same. But well, like I said, the game was there to be won. We knew we had to try and take it off the tempo, and lucky enough, we come through and win.
So, Jeremy, us in the media, we say that you win yesterday, and that's a really important win for Nathan Buckley, and it shows this and it shows that. I want to ask someone who's inside the football club, does it have any significance for you for Nathan, or is it just a win?
Oh, for us, it's super important. Like, We assessed with seven games to go in the season that, we wanted to finish extremely strong. And, we've got a pretty tough draw coming up. But in saying that, like, if we bring our best footy, there's no reason why we can't win every game. Clearly, beating West Coast here, a lot of people say, oh, it was a great win for the coach. It's going to take pressure off the coach. But in terms of the way we go, it was never a must win for Bucks, but clearly it helps. But in saying that, we're just looking at it week to week. But wins clearly help and take the pressure off. But it's not a let's win and try save Bucks, because internally nothing's changed. It's always just been week to week, and hopefully we can get the win every week.
You answered that very well.
Well, I'll tell you what would help. Win against Adelaide. Doesn't get any easier. It's back at the MCG, but the Adelaide Crows are coming to town, who sit atop the table, and it's going to be a huge challenge again for you, Jeremy. Good luck, mate. Go well. Congratulations on yesterday. It was a fantastic game to watch, and great drama in the end. Good stuff.
Appreciate it, boys. Thanks for having me.